listener production.
The Aussie market in wait-and-see mode ahead of some key data tomorrow.
And find out exactly what to look for in tomorrow's inflation numbers.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Tuesday, the 26th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Laura, yesterday we were talking about the market getting so close to hitting a record high.
9 points away.
9 points, that's a tenth of a percent away from hitting an all-time best level. But the market took a bit of a breather today.
A little bit damp in today's session. At the moment, we're down about 30 points or 0.4%. So definitely a little bit of a turnaround from yesterday's session. We've almost retracted all of yesterday's gains.
Mostly falling away as well after midday. So things really seem to kind of deteriorate at that point. But keep in mind, this is the first of two holiday shortened weeks. It's the end of the month and quarter coming up as well. And more importantly, I think markets are getting nervous about what the rest of the week might look like globally, because we've got, as you alluded to at the outset, a couple of important updates on inflation, which I think could play a part. But also, look, the market's down about 0.4%. We were up about 0.5% yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. And it can be quite normal to see markets getting a little bit cautious ahead of these key inflation figures. Of course, all the talk at the moment is about inflation and how that impacts interest rates. So very normal to see this sort of response. And we also saw US markets easing a little bit last night, which also led us into our session today. But we also got a look at consumer sentiment today. That's a weekly survey on how Aussies are feeling about their money. And it actually showed that consumers are still quite concerned about the cost of living. So, of course, last week we had the RBA leaving rates steady. In their commentary, they seemed a little bit more neutral, saying they weren't ruling anything in or out, but people still remain quite cautious about the whole picture around inflation and interest rates. And I guess the reality here is that despite the numbers are showing that inflation is slowly coming down, people are still feeling the crunch. Life is still very expensive. We're all feeling that. And I guess that's what makes people feel less confident about their money.
This is the confusing part about this. There were two surveys out today, one monthly one from Westpac and one weekly one from ANZ. And they both kind of showed slightly different directions in what confidence was looking like. So in Westpac and Melbourne Institute's monthly survey, there was signs, basically, consumer confidence fell back by 1.8% in March. And it's, again, just showed that consumers are deeply pessimistic and they're growing more concerned about what the near term might look like. But the ANZ result showed a slightly different story as far as the direction. I think big picture, not much has changed. It shows that confidence levels are still at depressed levels. There's still a concerns, as you pointed out, about inflation and interest rates, even if there's been a slight shift in tone. So we'll wait and see what happens. But across the retail space today, we actually had mostly positive moves from most of the retailers.
And across the other sectors in the lead up to the close, we're seeing only 3 of the 11 sectors managing to improve. Of course, energy stocks are definitely the standout. They're up by around 0.5%. They're benefiting from higher oil prices last night, which rose around 1.6%. Earlier today, we had property stocks down the most. They were down close to 2%, but they have picked up a little. They're down only just 0.5% now. So they've picked up some of those losses, but tech is absolutely doing the worst at the moment.
And this is after it was, you know, one of the standouts, of course, yesterday, taking a breather. It hit a multi-year high yesterday. It got to within 4.5% of an all-time high as a sector. And tech stocks, easily the best performers this year. They're up 24%. Second best performers, property, doing it up about 12%. So nowhere near.
The interest rate sensitive sectors, those two. Just today as well, we did see the materials sector down quite a big chunk, down 0.8% as we speak. So quite a big drag. And it was really all of the miners that were down except for gold stocks, which have actually been improving a little bit. Now, we did have a couple of stocks trading ex-dividend today. The ones that stood out were Flight Centre, that will pay out 10 cents per share to eligible shareholders on the 17th of April. But we've actually seen its shares improving today, currently 1% higher. Toll road operator Atlas Arteria also traded ex-dividend. Today, its shares hit a 4-year low. They're set to pay out 20 cents per share on the 8th of April. They're currently the second worst performer, down 5%. Paying dividends today, there was around $360 million worth of dividends paid out from ASX 200 companies, including from Nick Scali, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, Altium, BlueScope Steel, Mineral Resources and Dusk. What do you call it? The soap maker, Dusk. I think they're more famous for their candles.
Something like that. I've got no idea. Seven Group in focus today too. Down 4%, so one of its worst declines of the year. It's keeping the fight alive to acquire building products company Boral, which it already owns 64% of, so easily the biggest shareholder there. So it released an 18-page document today relating to its failed $1.9 billion takeover bid that it made last month for the rest of Boral. Basically, it's claiming that there were errors in the independent expert's valuation of the company, which ultimately played a pretty big part perhaps in the offer being rejected by Boral. So Boral deemed that offer to be insufficient. So we'll see how this goes, but it hasn't given up the fight just yet.
Retail giant Premier Investments was out with its half-year results this morning, and they had quite a lot to say. So this is the company behind brands like Peter Alexander, Smiggle, Just Jeans, JJ's, and a handful of other retailers. First of all, they posted a slightly bigger profit, up 1.6% to $177 million over the past 6 months. Revenue was down, though, on the back of a challenging retail environment. No surprises there, I suppose. And they also cut their interim dividend to 63 cents per share. Last time round, it was 70 cents per share, so it's down. But last time, they also paid a special dividend. So if we take out that special dividend, it's actually a little bit bigger. They said in the first 8 weeks of the second half, sales have been improving though. So I guess that's something to hold on to there. And the bigger news was plans to demerge its Smiggle and Peter Alexander brands as part of a business-wide strategic review. So they plan to have those two businesses operating independently by the end of 2025. And for anyone listening out there in the UK, by Christmas this year, Peter Alexander is planning to launch their first store.
So if you like PJs, that's exciting, exciting times. Do you know that Peter Alexander and Smiggle, they account for roughly half of the group's total sales. So they, you know, have lots of different brands like JJ's and Just Jeans and Dottie and the like, but they certainly have been the two stars of the business for some time. A stock in focus today as well was ALS. Which this is ALS Limited. Confusingly, its code is ALQ. Down about 2% today. It carries out testing work in a number of industries like mining and pharma. Brought this up yesterday, but it's back in the headlines because it's basically spending a bit of money, about $225 million, in fact, to accelerate its expansion overseas, namely in the US, Germany, and France. So it's buying a couple of businesses there, and it reckons that over the course of a whole year, it should add almost $200 million in revenues to its top line.
Let's look ahead. So I was talking about dividends earlier, and tomorrow is going to be one of the biggest days for dividend payments. So today I said $360 million. Tomorrow that's going to increase to $7 billion being paid out to investors from the likes of Fortescue, Santos, and Wesfarmers. So Wesfarmers alone paying $1 billion, Fortescue $3.3 billion. Massive.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. But Thursday is going to be even bigger, right?
Exactly. The next couple of days are huge for dividend payments. We'll also have, of course, the monthly inflation data out tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time. This is for the month of February. It's not the really broad one that gets most attention. The quarterly update will be out on the 24th of April, but that's a pretty long way away. So it's going to get a lot of attention tomorrow. 0.3% lift in headline numbers, which is one of the things that receives a bit of attention, is expected, and it's expected to see inflation lift from 3.4% to 3.5% over the year. So things like education, housing, and fuel are likely to push that higher. But watch for markets potentially reacting to this if it's much higher than that or much lower as well.
And of course, this is something the RBA will look closely at when they're making their interest rate decisions. So definitely something that plays a part in the world of the share market and everyone's lives, I suppose.
Absolutely. Tonight will be relatively quiet, but that's probably it.
That's it. Can't wait for tomorrow. Big day.
Much more interesting, hopefully.
Bye.
See everyone. Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.